Come, Lord Jesus, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome to the season of Advent, a new beginning, focused on the coming of Christ, past, present, and future. Having finished the story, we know that Christ came. So for us today, it is about his coming to us here today in this place, and every day hereafter. Jesus comes, and he comes, and he will come again to all of those who are desiring a Savior. This is who he is, and this is what he does. Today he will come into this precious life of Emma Reed Klager as she receives the gift of the Holy Spirit in baptism and is marked as Christ's own forever. Just as he came into your life on the day of your baptism, when you invited him in, you renounced the powers of evil and death that separated you from the love of God, and you accepted Christ's love. Advent marks this new beginning, but it also marks an end. Baptism is that new beginning with Christ, our journey. It's not an end, it's a beginning, but it's an end to the old life that we once had. As we cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light here in this mortal life, as that beautiful Advent colic says, we begin the year the same way we ended it, with that prophetic language of Scripture and the assurance of God's promises. In our gospel reading that was just read, Jesus is talking about the end of the age, the end of time as we know it, and when these things might take place. It's a scary time. I spoke of this same passage 2 weeks ago at the end of our liturgical year, and here it comes up at the very beginning of our new year. The end looks very much like the beginning, and the beginning looks very much like the end. If we go back to the book of Genesis, we are reminded that in the beginning there was nothing but chaos and confusion and disorder. And God brought order into the heavens and the earth as he created. He brought new life. And we're told that the signs of the end of the age will look a lot like the beginning, a time of chaos and disorder. But take heart, he says, something new is being born. Something new is coming into the world. And isn't that true in our own lives, where every ending is a new beginning, where we say goodbye, and we grieve, and we move on, and we embrace the new thing. Sometimes endings are natural and expected, like a graduation or a marriage. But sometimes there are periods of darkness and pain and confusion. Our life feels like it is caving in upon us. We did not welcome this. It seems forced. Perhaps a death. Maybe a divorce that wasn't wanted. Maybe a job that was eliminated. Or an illness that has come our way. There's so many circumstances in this life that seem more like an end, more like a death, than a beginning and a new life. None of us would choose any of this for ourselves. We wouldn't wish it upon anybody, but these challenges come our way. And each one of us has to walk through them. We may not be able to see what's going on in our lives or understand it. And maybe it makes no sense at all. But it is forming and shaping us into new people. And it is a new beginning. And God walks with us through it to the other side. You know, I think back to my own challenging times, my struggle to find my way in this world, what I would do with my life. Seemed to me the most important decision that I had to make, and I didn't know what that was. I was miserable. Things were not working out the way that I thought or hoped. My life seemed to be going in a direction all its own, and it was beyond my control. I recall going through periods of darkness, depression, deeply searching for what it is that I was meant to do. I recall somebody saying to me, "Well, God is doing something new in your life." And I said, "Well, tell him to cut it out. Tell him to cut it out." It was painful. It was not something that I welcomed. But I had no choice but to let go, to participate in it, to embrace what it was, and do the next best thing. Change is never easy. We're all creatures of habit. We all find a very comfortable path. I think the older we get, the harder it is to change. It's far much easier to resist, to default to fear, anger, holding on to what we know. But could it be that God is doing something new in your life? Could it be that God wants to do something new in your life? There will be times of chaos, confusion. But Jesus said, "Be on your guard so that you're not overcome by fear. Hold fast to your faith in the promises of God. And in the end, everything is going to be okay. Your life is not yours. It's mine. It's in my hands. And I will never turn loose of you." He did say, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world." He also said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." It all holds together in Him who was and is to come, the Almighty. We mustn't forget that God is with us, to walk with us through the good times and the bad, through the challenging times. And He wants what is good for us. Hold on to Him, even though it may feel like we're going through the birth pains. God is making all things new. This is very much what the season of Advent is all about. A season of hope. A season of assurance. And this hope is not grounded in nothing. It's not wishful thinking. It's based solidly in the presence of Christ, in the past, right now, and in the future. Our waiting is not desperate, it's confident, it's joyful. And so I invite you this Advent to join me and millions of other Christians around the world who wait hopefully and prayerfully for the coming of our Lord, today and tomorrow and always. Amen.